As the administration focuses on credit markets, leaders of Congress are thinking about the broader economy. A possible economic stimulus plan is on the mind of House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who came to the phone yesterday. When you think about a stimulus plan, what should be in a plan like that?
Well, we have four elements that we've been talking about generally. Unemployment insurance, food stamps, as people are losing their jobs, they're losing their incomes, they're having trouble putting food on their family's table. So we've also talked about when you lose your job, you lose your health insurance, and the demand on the health care system has been greater, particularly on Medicaid, and states need some help with their Medicaid. And then the last component we've talked about has been a substantial investment in infrastructure. Infrastructure and investment obviously creates jobs here in America. We are looking at projects that dirt can be dug within the next 90 days.
Give me an example of a building project that could start within 90 days.
Give you an example?
Yes,
we've got highway construction that is on hold in the state of Maryland because of a lack of funds. That's true also of some sewer systems. I was down in Louisville 2 or 3 weeks ago talking to the mayor and to the head of the sanitary commission down there. They have projects that they can get underway immediately, fixing some of their aging sewer and water system. So those are examples of things that will spur the economy and invest in things that we have to invest in to make sure that our economy can grow and be successful.
Congressman, let me read to you something that was said by your new Republican counterpart, Eric Cantor of Virginia. He was asked on Fox News about infrastructure and other kinds of spending such as you've laid out. And he says, quote, "Why are we dealing with issues other than the central core problem?" By which he means real estate and banking. He has essentially suggests that we're getting off target here.
Well, of course, Eric Cantor apparently believes the $700 billion that we've already authorized is a de minimis effort. The fact is, what we have not invested in is job creation directly. We believe infrastructure does that and invests in things that are tangible, that absolutely need to be done, and that are critical to facilitate the growth of our economy and the creation of jobs.
How big would an infrastructure program, say, have to be to make a real difference when we're finding out that $700 billion wasn't nearly enough to save the economy?
Obviously, $700 billion not save the economy overnight, if that's what you mean. But having said that, we've invested a lot of money. We believe it has stabilized the financial market. We now hope that it will bring it out. And remember that we have not used about a half of that money to date. The administration wants to make sure that the new incoming administration has resources to apply as they deem to be appropriate. With respect to how big the stimulus has to be, certainly it needs to be of a substantial sum. We were talking about $100 billion last week. Unfortunately, the Senate Republicans objected to that. We think that was a mistake. President-elect Obama has now said he wants a stimulus package ready for him by the time he is sworn into office. I expect that we will do that. The dollar amount on that, obviously people have talked anywhere between $100 and $700 billion. And it may not be done all at one time. It may be done incrementally.
Where does all this expenditure leave one of your long-term priorities, Congressman, getting the federal budget under control?
Well, I think that that long-term objective is a critically important one. And I've said all along that while in the short term we may well have to invest from a deficit perspective, we must have a long-term plan which will lead us to balancing the federal budget. Frankly, I believe that the concept that debt didn't matter was absolutely wrong. And the private sector, business, banks, the financial community went deeply into debt, took risks that it shouldn't have taken. Consumers got themselves in very deep debt, and the government got itself in deep debt, all of which I think have not been helpful and, in fact, have made worse this recession that we are now find ourselves in and trying to get out of.
Congressman Steny Hoyer, thanks very much.
Appreciate it.
He's a member of Congress from Maryland and the second-ranking Democrat in the House behind Speaker Nancy Pelosi.